In the aftermath and the weeks after Charlottesville, there are concerns about what's going to happen with some of these Confederate statues around the nation. There are 12 Confederate statues in the U.S. Capitol, so what will Congress do about them? Washington, D.C. Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton.
I am so concerned that I have called for the House and Senate Democrats, because there are 12 statues in the Capitol, to get ahead of this so that we don't bring this back from the summer. And I've called for a special committee, because in 2000, we passed a bill that said that any state can change the two statues it has at any time it wants to. Alabama has changed its state from some Confederate general to Helen Keller. So I'm asking the House and the Senate to take leadership, because on racial issues in the Congress and in the country, we have no leadership now.
So you're asking them to take down these 12, is it Confederate statues?
I'm asking them, simply saying there have been some bills they're going to be put in saying just take down the statues. I'm asking for the appointment of a special committee to get together, since we have this bill already from 15 years ago that says that any state can take down statues, so that we can do it in a deliberative fashion the way the president has not done. So here the ball is in the House and the Senate's courts. Let's not take back the polarization from the Congress, from the country, and bring it into the country. We have too much to do. We have to pass the appropriations, and we have to pass the debt ceiling. And we need to put this in a special committee so they can reason out how to take down the 12 Confederate statues in the Capitol, and maybe we will set a model for how it should be done in the state.
April Ryan, AURN News.